You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Now, over the last couple of years, Ben Leonard has been the driving force in groups like Headspins and Sunblood. More recently, he changed tack again and now performs as Ben James Leo. Last year, he released a body of work titled In the Shadows of Our Forgotten Ancestors. Ben and another Ben, one third of his group, join us in studio now. Ben, good evening.
Good evening.
Or should I say Ben's good evening?
Double Ben.
Let's start with some music.
Cool. Let's do it.
Ooh, very nice. That was Ben James Leo. And what was the name of that track?
That track's just what introducing.
Hey Ben, I might get you to, can you just turn your microphone up?
Sure, how's that?
That's a bit better.
Better?
Yeah, cool. So that one, Introducing.
Yeah, that one's called Introducing.
And how did it come about?
That is probably the oldest song that I'm still playing. God, it was years ago now. Actually, it started from the like vocal sample in the background, which is a Justin Bieber sample.
I was gonna ask.
Yeah,
that was what, 3 or so years ago.
Yes,
people were like, we've slowed Justin Bieber down 1,000 times. It was kind of like the after mashup albums of like Fugazi and Wu-Tang Clan. Then everyone started slowing everything down, right?
Yeah, slowed down like 800% or something like that. Yeah,
and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's so amazing, and actually, there's a lot of other really good slowed down tracks as well, like Jurassic Park theme slowed down. Amazing. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so how did you get the idea to take Justin Bieber, slow down 800% and turn that into a tune?
I can't remember, actually. I think I was just listening to it. And I heard it a couple of times and I was like, this is just, like, so sweet. This song is fucking amazing. And wanted to do something with it. And I originally had it as, like, oh, I think I had to play for, like, an hour once down at the Silos. And so I just had to make this song that was, like, I was like, I realistically have, like, 5 songs. Like, I'm just going to make this ridiculous, like, half an hour song. And that I needed, like, a long bit of music to start from. And that was that.
Nice. I've been in that situation where you're about to get up on stage and the band you're opening for, someone's like, oh, so 45 minutes, an hour?
Yeah.
You good with that?
Exactly.
And you're like, oh.
And the funny thing about that show was I played it and then, yeah, I'd spent ages putting together this like half an hour song, which is just ridiculous. And in the end, he was like, oh, actually, can you just play for half an hour? And I was like, the song though, is already done.
And so that was a few years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And that was when you were just on a 404, yeah. SB 404. And in front of you and Ben Tindall, you have a few more machines and a few more synthesizers. How has this project evolved? Where did you want to take it?
I wanted to do more full band stuff again. Because I've always really enjoyed that. Like, playing by myself wasn't something I'd done before until doing this project. And it's fun, but yeah, there's something about, like, playing alongside another person. So I've sort of been working to try and get this whole setup to be as live as possible. Because all the music's written pretty like, laptop, like, sequenced and stuff. But it's really nice to be able to try and take that and try and play it live, yeah.
And is that where your live collaborators come in?
Yeah, we did some stuff last year where we've got Ben playing the keys, and we also had Vince McMillan also. He was playing the drums, like playing everything live and stuff. And that was really cool. So yeah, we've tried like a few different ways now.
Very flexible as well, because you're down a person for this performance.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate you coming in. What kind of sounds are you going for with this project?
I think it's really changed. Like, that first song we played, I think maybe I was just listening to a lot of like the classic like old Panda Bear and like Animal Collective and that kind of stuff, real like summery, like good vibes kind of music, which was nice. But yeah, I've just been through so many different phases of just listening to different stuff since then, so it's changed quite a lot. And lately I've been working with some other people from like, yeah, completely different backgrounds, so it's changed again quite a lot recently.
Fantastic. Why do you think the change? Why is there a hunger for you to kind of keep changing it up, keep finding something new?
I think it's just because I'm always listening to, I'm sure every musician is like this, but I'm just constantly like obsessed with a new sound, or like something else will come along and I'll be like, oh my god, that's amazing, like I want to do something like that, which was part of the reason for changing from Sunblood to just using my own name, because I just kind of wanted to have something that would be like a constant home where I could just have everything that I do musically just sit in that one little spot.
Very good. Yeah. Speaking of music, shall we hear some more? And also, Ben, I might just which one is your microphone here on the mixer?
That is that one right there.
All right, cool. Because I think you're a little low in the
mixer.
A little low.
Cool, yeah. Cool. We're doing our own sound right here.
So, what's this next track and what's it about?
This next song is called Deep. It's also from around the same time period as that last one. And it's just a dance song, basically.
Well, you know, it's the time to dance.
It's the time to dance.
Take it away.
Crap. Sorry. Here we go. That looks about right.
Thank you.
Very nice. You're tuned into 95BFM. This is Live and Direct with Ben James Leo. Ben, you're right, a dance song. Through and through.
That's the dance song.
How did you get into dance music? Because we would have originally met here at BFM. You had some time on The Wire, mm-hmm. and you also performed in Headspins.
I did.
So how... I mean, you were the one with the sampler and Headspins.
Yeah.
But how did you get into dance music?
I don't know, actually. Like, roundabout, like, I was a pretty classic, like, rock dude when I was younger. Like, yeah, played in guitar bands and stuff. I don't know, like, eventually, I guess, enough of my friends were into it, and I just started hearing some, like, different stuff that I hadn't really heard before, and I didn't think that dance music could sound like, yeah, quite like that.
And so that was those original influences, the Animal Collectives, the Panda Bears.
Yeah, and I started, oh man, I've been through so many different phases now, but like, I don't know, you know, when you just hear like some original like house for the first time or something like that, and you're just in the right mindset for it, and you're like, yeah, this is sick.
This is the one.
Yeah.
You spent some time overseas. How did that affect your view as a musician in New Zealand?
I played overseas. I played in London while I was away, which was cool. And
I've heard it's quite tricky there.
Yeah, I had a guy from Auckland who organised it for me, which was really cool. And I went to lots of stuff, actually. So we went to like this Pitchfork festival, it was called like Avant-Garde Festival or something like that in Paris. It was meant to be for like the up and coming bands of like Europe, basically. And we went to it and sort of trekked all around to these different clubs the whole night. And it was really good, but afterwards I left kind of thinking like, this is actually like, it's not any better than just like a night out in Auckland, you know what I mean? So yeah, that was really cool.
I came to that same realization as well after being at CMJ in New York, thinking it's like, we've got it really good here.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And I think like you get, well, I don't know, people always like talk about how good it is in Auckland, and it really is. But if you're a musician, you've been playing here for a while, it's sort of easy to think that if you go overseas, that's going to be like this huge sort of jump up quality wise. But yeah, no, things are pretty good in Auckland.
So where to now, Ben?
I am moving overseas again. Surprise, surprise. I'm moving to Australia in a couple of months, and then probably to Belgium shortly after that.
Why Belgium?
I went there and it was really, really cool. It was really cool. Yeah. Real chill, and yeah, just really nice people, good food.
And so how will that affect your output?
Well, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I won't have Ben, obviously, which is going to suck. But yeah, that was kind of another reason for switching to the just using my own name, really, because it's something I just want to continue doing and sort of be able to do it from wherever I am in whatever form it kind of takes at the time. So, yeah, I'll keep doing it just in a different way, I guess.
Cool. Well, nothing could be better.
Yeah.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to get you to play one last track.
Cool.
What's it called and what's it about?
The song's called Manukanuka, and it's about, the name comes from the name from the Manukau Harbour. And the name comes from like the story of its first discovery, but the word actually means like the worry or like concern. And I came up with it the day after I got back to New Zealand, because when you fly in to like the Auckland airport, you pretty much come right over the Manukau Harbour and you kind of see it, and then like you get out and it's kind of the first thing you see. And I already knew a lot about like the story of its, like the naming of it and stuff. And so it was just about like coming back home and being sort of like freaked out by that.
Well, Ben, thank you very much for coming in, playing some tunes. Let's give this last one a listen.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.